This chartreuse colored light, then it goes into kind of a goldish, more of a goldish color of green, and then right in the middle of it, a very slender blue light. Vertical. I'm trying to get closer. There's all kinds of light beams here, and they're framed in an arch. And there's like an altar also, but there are light beams within the altar. Greetings, it is I, Sundar, and I come forth to you at this time through the rays of the Pleiades and through the light beams of Lord Michael. It is through these energies that I will come forth and speak my message to you this day. For I bring forth the light rays upon the earth of truth and understanding. It is at this time the most imperative for the earth's realization, for truth in their being and understanding of their presence upon this earth. And of, in fact, their life and their life form as it has been created to emanate upon this earth. It is through the radiance of the human soul that one may radiate upon another. And if, looking back upon the histories of this planet, and the civilizations that have came and gone before, it was always those of humankind who were able to bring up the growth of spirit and truth and understanding and wisdom, and also humankind who would bring these same spirits crashing down, and thusly it would end that civilization through its own decadence. This has come and gone more times then perhaps we could count. But it has always been done so in the bringing up and the tearing down through the knowledge and wisdom of humankind and in their words from one to another. For I say to you that there is great power within the words of mankind. And these words, in direct content and consciousness with fellow man, can change indeed the consciousness of that person. For what they thought was truth somehow becomes distorted, and they can become shaken from their own understanding of what truth is indeed. For there is something that mankind seeks further than truth, and that is knowledge. For what they find to be true, they do not always find to be knowledgeable. And in searching for the acceptance of knowledge, they can easily distort the truth of what they feel is wisdom. We in the spiritual realm think of as foolish, for it is foolhardy to seek wisdom and to seek knowledge and to seek truth when that of humankind is not within their own harmony of their own consciousness. For in truth, one must be in harmony in their mind, their intellect, if you will, their body, which is their physical encasement, and their soul, which is of the divine. It is of the spark of the divine that is used in great creations and is also used in the imagination of mankind. For imagination is far greater than wisdom itself in certain circumstances. For it is through imagination that you have your power of imaging and of presence with God. For it was indeed through the imagination of the Creator that all things were created. Without this necessary force and spirit, these things of this earth and of this universe would never have existed. And it is also through this force that it is kinetic in nature and must be used. For if it is not used, it will surely die. For all things are on a kinetic basis within the universe, constantly moving, constantly at readiness for the calling from mankind, or from the Creator, or from the Creator's energy. It is of this imagination and of this imagery that I will speak to you directly of. For as you know, all things come from the Creator, and of the universe there is great abundance. There is no beginning, nor is there end to this abundance. It must be surely channeled to the universe and asked for or demanded for, and it will truly come to those who are surely seeking. You must seek for this as one who is lost in the desert and desires their drops of water. For if you do not have this desire, then truly I say to you, you are not seeking hard enough. It is of this that I have spoken to you priorly, and I have come forth to remind you of this fact again. It is most essential in the days ahead, as these messages that come forth to you from those of us in the spiritual realm must be desired. They must be utilized. They must be rendered in content. They must be cherished and radiated upon the planet. For there will be eyes who cannot see and ears that cannot hear. But also in contrast will be those, that handful, that are indeed seeking as one who is dying of thirst in the desert. And they seek spirit diligently, and they will use these messages and create the great formula for love, acceptance, and peace upon this planet, as it has been said from Michael. I speak to you this day, for there is nothing greater, and it is appropriate, and I ask that you will accept my words, and I ask this in great humbleness, for I have come forth to you even as your childhood years, and I have watched you in your growth, and I say to you, as it has been reminded to you this day, that you are indeed the order of Melchizedek, and all things are possible for you. You need ask. There are those upon this earth that will be used to fulfill your wishes. And remember, that being you of Izzy Ozen, you are without beginning and without end. Imagery is your power and your life.